From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 30th, 2015. Here are some of the stories of the news from Friday, March 27th through Monday, March 30th. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo, Senate Republican Majority Leader Dean Skelos, and Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie announced a three-way budget deal just after 9:30 p.m. Sunday, March 29th. Hastie said the question of who would handle the reform of the teacher evaluation system would be handled by the State Education Department. Teacher tenure will now be available after 4 years of service, up from the current 3 years, and will be tied to evaluations. Cuomo administration officials said those evaluations will be tied to both state testing and observations. Details of the ethics package in the fiscal plan were not yet fully available, but Cuomo insisted it would include the five categories of fixes he demanded. The final plan will include the establishment of a pay commission for lawmakers, as well as top agency officials, Hastie said. According to a statement released by the three leaders, the final budget plan would include $1.5 billion for Cuomo's Upstate Revitalization Initiative competition and $500 million to make New York the first in the nation to have statewide broadband. Hastie also listed the policy items that would not be dealt with in the budget, including the DREAM Act, a boost in the minimum wage, the new policies on campus sexual assault, and an effort to raise the age of criminal responsibilities. Full details and language are to be released Monday, March 30th. Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper, Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett was recently elected to the Executive Committee of the New York State Sheriff's Association. In that capacity, Bartlett will work with sheriffs across the state to enhance public safety statewide through professional training and accreditation programs, public safety programs, and advocacy. The State Sheriff's Association, Inc. is a not-for-profit corporation formed in 1934 and is comprised of all elected and appointed sheriffs in the state. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Central School District presented its proposed $40 million budget for the 2015-16 school year Wednesday, March 25th. The plan features a decrease in overall spending and state aid and increases the tax levy and the use of reserve funds with minimal program and staffing changes. The tax levy would increase 1.94% within the state-mandated cap. The spending plan will allow for the addition of an instrumental music class for the 4th and 5th grades, along with an introductory music class for 3rd graders. It also provides for the addition of one special education teacher and two teaching assistants at Catskill High School. A budget workshop is scheduled for April 15th. The public hearing on the budget will be held May 6th. The statewide budget vote and school board elections will be held May 19th. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register Star, Bruce Bonsack, chairman of the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency and the Capital Resource Commission, has resigned effective August 31st. He served as the chair for the two county agencies for 30 years. Bonsack submitted a letter of resignation to IDA and CRC Executive Director Kenneth Flood last week. He said the decision was the result of his desire for additional leisure time. Bonsack is the third-generation president and general manager of Gettle, which provides telephone, IPTV, and broadband service to southern Columbia County. He is also president of Hilltop Communications, Inc., Valstar, Inc., and Germantown Cellular, Inc. Flood said, quote, he was a fantastic leader of the IDA in tackling both easy and difficult tasks. He put in a tremendous amount of effort on both boards, unquote. For the local weather forecast today, there's a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 51. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Tuesday, a chance of rain mainly after 4 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 45. Tuesday night, a chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m., then a chance of snow, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 22. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 44. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Thursday, chance of showers. Afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 57. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Sunrise today is at 6:40 a.m. and sunset today at 7:19 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 39 minutes. Today is the fifth Monday of the month, and WGXC is unaware of any recurring meetings scheduled for today. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 30th, 2015. From the WGX Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.